There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Tyler, I'm going to start you off with a question I've never asked you before.
Oh, boy.
Were American politics a big talking point in an NHL dressing room? Would guys who were primarily Canadian, would they have big debates about our presidential elections and things like that?
No, they wouldn't. You know, I feel like politics in general is getting, I guess, more out of hand or bigger. You know, I just feel like when I was playing, like the last thing I ever talked about was the president until we won. Obviously, when we won in 2009, like it kind of definitely put on the map.
And, oh, yeah, because you guys went to the White House, you're saying.
Yeah, we went to the White House. And like, yeah, I thought, wow, I was like going to the White House. But it wasn't like probably what it means to me now. Like if I went to the White House now, I'd be like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe I'm going to the White House. And back then, again, I was just, I didn't know.
You were a hockey player. You were just everything. A young guy. You were,
yeah.
You're a young guy.
Especially from Canada. Especially from
what
Canada,
would be the equivalent, you know, like, if the winning hockey team would go to like Canadian, you know, like
to Ottawa?
Yeah, like you go to Ottawa. What is like the White House
Why
equivalent?
Don't they? They should.
What's the White House equivalent? I almost called it Canada in Canada, in
the
Ottawa.
The team that wins the Stanley Cup should go to the Prime Minister's office after the win.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they do that, to be honest. I don't know if they do that, but put it this way, it wouldn't be as big as going to the White House.
Even, you know, for the Canadian, like, players, like they would even say, like, yeah, this is just, you know, it's Ottawa. It's, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't know. Like, again, I think coming from Canada and obviously moving here and marrying an American girl, like when you think of, like, you know, politics in general, like the U.S. is like so much more involved in it, I feel. Maybe. And again, guys, like I haven't been in Canada in 15, 20 years. So like maybe wow. It's changed a lot. Even I think the politics have changed here, but I never really remember talking about any kind of politics, anything until, you know, again, it went to the White House in 2009.
How often did you guys talk about protecting 2-goal leads in the third period? Because I think Mike Sullivan might need to do a little bit more chatter on that end with this team, man.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. You know, you're going against a division rival. You know, you can jump and you can catch Boston. You know, if they would have got those 2 points there at 11, they would have got 13. They would have been tied with Boston. They lose the 1 point, but they give up to the Islanders. And, again, I thought they played pretty good. I don't think they played unbelievable in the first two periods, but I thought they played good enough to win. But, again, it started with one bad penalty by O'Connor. And then you can kind of just see the ball starting to build up, like they were coming. And again, that power play goal gets the momentum and they keep the momentum. And again, when you go to OT and you're playing against a goalie like Sorokin, like, you know, how are your odds? You know, like, especially in the penalty, in the shootout, you know, like he's like one of the top goalies in the league.
What stood out about the White House when you were there? What are the things about Tyler Kennedy's White House visit that blew you away, or maybe you were underwhelmed by those types of things?
Probably the security, like just all the security that was in there. Like he had to go through like, you know, 4 metal detectors and all, like there's just guys everywhere.
Are they hidden too? Are they like standing behind columns and stuff like that?
Yeah, they're just there. You know, like you look, they'll be peeking at you, or like, you know, they're just always there. And just driving in, you just feel that, like, how special it is, you know. And, like, obviously the Americans, like the Orpiks and the Adams and guys like that, like, they took it they, you know what I mean? It meant a lot more to the American players. But again, we only got to see the first floor. We never, like, it wasn't like, and I'm not sure if this is like any other like sports team, but we weren't like wheeling around the White House. Like, I wasn't going up and seeing where like these guys are eating dinner, you know, like you're on the main floor. You're seeing all these like,
they take you through like the Lincoln bedroom or anything like that. Or is that on the second floor?
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
Do they at least feed you?
Do they feed you? Is there a meal involved?
No, like there's like, you know, like little appetizer stuff like that, but
hors d'oeuvres.
It's not like we sat, little hors d'oeuvres, but I just remember like all these old pictures of like all these like ex-presidents and all the stuff. And again, I'm 20 from a different country. I'm like, who is this guy on the wall?
Oh, there's some weird looking paintings in that house too. Some of those guys were strange looking dudes.
Yeah, but it was so cool. And like, just seeing like, who was it? I think it was Obama. And when he came down, it was like, you can tell like he only has so much time in a day. He came down, he did a speech, shook her hands, and he was gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't, you know, he didn't really like hang out with us. He was just on such a strict schedule that like, I was like, wow, this guy is
pretty
busy.
This
guy's got a lot going on. Yeah, this guy's busy. And again, like, it's not like, and like, it's, I don't know if he's like that big of a hockey guy, to be honest. Like, he was reading off a paper and like, oh, these are the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, they beat, you know, Detroit in the finals. They had like a little joke. And then, you know, again, it was all off a paper. So again, I don't know how much he was involved watching us beat Detroit, but it didn't seem like he was.
Tyler, we will do this again next week. Thanks, you buddy.
Boys, I should pull up pictures. You should have told me we were going to talk about this, because I actually like took a bunch of pictures in there. Maybe you'll see some of the guys in the background taking, like, what's this kid doing taking pictures? But again, they're all great pictures. So.
See you, brother. See you,
TK.
See you, boys.
Tyler Kennedy.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.